So we have here this incident, and here's what happened. Then they went out of the city and came unto him, the man of the city, now, because of her witness. And that's very important for us to see. That's the test of her faith, the fact that she witnessed to others. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me to finish his work. Now that's the reason he went through Samaria. It was to do the Father's will, to reach this woman. Now notice, say not ye, there are yet 4 months. You see, this was December. Harvest was in April. He says, say not 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. Now I believe that in this age in which we are living today, our business is to sow. I am tempting through the radio to sow the Word of God. I think that churches and different organizations will reap. I hope that will be true, and many testify to that. One pastor told me that because of the radio, he had received into his church over 100 members because we were reaching a great many people who were church members in liberal churches, and there's so much upsetting today in the liberal church that many people have been leaving them, and they wanted to know where to go. And this man said that they began to listen to the broadcast, and they found out what they wanted was the Word of God, and these men were able to supply it. And now he says, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, ye entered into their labors. Now we find here that a great company was reached in Samaria through this woman with a shady past, by the way. What a statement this is. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Oh, what a wonderful thing. They now come to the living water, and they drink. And the one condition was to thirst, and you'll never know that you thirst until you know you're a sinner, friends. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And the Lord Jesus, you remember, gave that invitation in the temple. If any man thirst, any man, the condition, though, is thirst. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And many of the Samaritans came to him, and they drank.